This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The House Judiciary Committee has filed court papers that suggest the panel might recommend additional articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The House Judiciary Committee is keeping open the possibility of additional charges as it pressed a federal appeals court to order testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is investigating potential obstruction of justice by President Trump during special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The Justice Department has asked the appeals court to dismiss the request, saying it's less urgent now since the House has already moved ahead with articles of impeachment, even without the testimony of the former White House lawyer. Arguments are scheduled to be heard early next month. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Boeing's CEO is resigning amid ongoing problems at the company over the troubled MAX 737 aircraft. The Chicago manufacturer said Monday that Dennis Muilenburg is stepping down immediately. The board's current chairman, David Calhoun, will officially take over on January 13th. The board said a change in leadership was necessary to restore confidence in the company as it works to repair relationships with regulators and stakeholders. The MAX was grounded worldwide in March after the second of two crashes of its jet, killing a combined total of 346 people. The leadership change follows Boeing's announcement last week that it would halt MAX production in January. The U.S. military has announced that a U.S. service member was killed in action Monday in Afghanistan. In making the announcement, the U.S. forces Afghanistan did not provide further details. The Taliban, in a statement, claimed the U.S. casualty occurred in the volatile northern Kunduz province. The insurgent group said it targeted Afghan and American soldiers with a roadside bomb. This is VOA News. Death and three others to prison in connection with last year's killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Matt Small has more.
Saudi Arabia's state-run TV says a court there sentenced the five to death for last year's murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The trials of the accused were carried out near total secrecy, although a handful of diplomats, as well as members of Khashoggi's family, were allowed to attend. In all, 11 people were on trial for his death. His body has never been found. Matt Small, Washington.
With talks between the United States and North Korea at a stalemate, North Korea has been warning about an upcoming Christmas gift. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
That so-called Christmas gift, says Heritage Foundation's Asia expert Bruce Klingner, could be an intercontinental ballistic missile test.
They could jump right to that or a nuclear test, but it's also possible they may sort of go more incrementally up the escalation ladder by doing medium-range tests, intermediate-range missile tests, a space launch vehicle, which is sort of a civilian version of an ICBM, before they jump to the ICBM.
And it may not be on Christmas.
We're looking to the annual New Year's Day speech by the North Korean leader for further clues. So I think there may be an overfixation on the phrase Christmas present. I think it was more rhetorical than literal.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Rising space power China has attacked the newly created U.S. Space Force, calling it a direct threat to outer space peace and security. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
China's foreign ministry says its country is deeply concerned about it and resolutely opposed to it. It says the move violates an international consensus on peaceful use of outer space and would undermine stability and the global security balance. China's space program has advanced rapidly since its first crewed mission in 2003. In a report last February, the Pentagon said China and Russia have embarked on major efforts to develop technologies that could allow them to disrupt or destroy American and allied satellites in a crisis or conflict. I'm Zaria Shackley.
An American tourist burned in a volcanic explosion on New Zealand's White Island has died, raising the death toll to 19. ABC News reports Mayuri Singh died Sunday night in an Auckland hospital. Her husband, Pratap Singh, remains hospitalized. There were 47 people on White Island when the volcano erupted December 9th. It killed 13 people initially and left more than two dozen others hospitalized with severe burns. The bodies of two victims have not been recovered, and authorities say they were likely washed out at sea and may never be found. Marissa Melton, VOA News.